Amen. Well, let's just go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Father, we do thank you today for your blessings. We thank you for your goodness and your mercies to us. Ask you to just to put your hand upon us and that you touch and help and lead and guide this morning as we enter into this service, Father, that you'd have your hand upon us, that you'd touch every heart, that you'd meet every need this morning. We thank you for answered prayer, Father, for things that's been prayed for in days gone by, and you've touched, you've answered, you've showed mercy and grace. And we ask you again this morning just to continue to minister. There's those, Father, that's in a bad way this morning that needs a touch, those that need healing, Father, that only you can touch and only you can save and only you can heal. And we just ask you to work and to minister. Father, I pray for the glory of God. Help us this morning. Put your hand upon us. Touch every heart. Bless the singing. Father, as those singers come to sing this morning, I pray that you just touch and I pray that you just help us. Father, here as we look for just a few minutes at your word, and Father, just have your hand upon us today. We pray in Jesus' name we ask. Amen. 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 We are going to have some singing this morning, some special singing, but I want to share just a little word with you this morning, and you might think it's strange, anybody that saw it. Amen. I got me a book. Amen. It says, Peanuts, Treasures. I picked it up, and I was looking because I thought, well, you know, we're going to have singing, and I had thought about what I was going to say this morning. And then I picked this up and just opened up the first page and I read it. And I thought, you know, some people talk about this. They said, well, God works in mysterious ways. And, of course, we're all familiar with Charlie Brown and the cartoons and everything. But when I read this, and there's a couple lines, and I know you can't see the cartoon, but it starts out and it's just Lucy and Charlie Brown. And they're standing there, and Lucy, she says, I hate this year. Everyone said things would be better, but they're not. I don't think it's a new year at all. She said, I think we've been stuck with a used year. I mean, don't think it's good at all. She'd been told that it's going to be a new year and a good year. Then the next scene, it's now Charlie Brown is not in the picture, and it's just Lucy and Snoopy. And Snoopy's coming by, and he's bouncing about that high, and he's just doing a jig around there. And Lucy says, how can you be happy when you don't know what this year has in store? How can you be happy? She says, don't you worry about all the things that can happen? I mean, by this time, Snoopy has quit and he's sitting somber. And now he's walking off with his eyes heavy and his head bowed low. And he just looks miserable. And she says, that's better. Live in dread. Live in fear. Be sensible. And then the next picture shows he's come back into the picture and he's bouncing again. And amen, he's just doing him another jig saying, hee, hee. Boy, I thought about that. Live in dread and fear. Be sensible. God help us this morning. Because what I wanted to share before they come and sing this morning was some verses that we've heard. And I pray that we take them to heart. In the book of Proverbs, it tells us in Proverbs chapter 118 and verse number 24 that this is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. And I thought about it because, amen, I thought about what Brother Scott said this morning in his Sunday school. Daddy had got finished teaching the Sunday school and says, anybody got anything they want to add or say? And Brother Scott, he mentioned about how many times that the Sunday school lesson kind of is a prelude to the preaching. And I thought, because I was sitting over thinking while they was going through the Sunday school lesson, I could have just said what the Sunday school lesson did. But this is the day which the Lord hath made. And he said, the psalmist said, he didn't say we might. He said, we will rejoice and be glad in it. Rejoice. And see, and then, because when I looked up the definition for the word rejoice, we think about rejoicing and being joyful, but, amen, it starts out, that word rejoice means to spin around under the influence of something violently. Rejoice. Rejoice. Amen, there was happy, if we'll remember, when the Ark of the Covenant got brought back and when David came back into the city, amen, David was dancing as unto the Lord. He was rejoicing. The Bible tells us also in the book of Psalms, in verse number 89, it tells us this in Psalms chapter 89, in verse number 16. It says, in thy name shall they rejoice all the day, in thy righteousness shall they be exalted. Amen. Rejoice in his name. Listen, we can rejoice this morning in God's perfections, in God's protections, in God's grace. Everything in the world may not be going right. Amen. It may, as I said this morning at our house, it seemed like sometimes all the little things, everything can go wrong, but we still can rejoice in his name, amen, in who he is and what he has done. Amen. For the sake of time this morning, we won't turn and read all these other words, but Isaiah 25 and 9 speaks about rejoicing because, amen, salvation is coming. Amen. See, if you're a child of God, it's already come. But it's not just as it already come, it's still coming. Brother Robert, we've experienced salvation, but we hadn't experienced to its fullness. Amen. And he said, we can rejoice because that day is coming. And then, amen, I'll say this, and then we're going to let Brittany come and sing. But it says in the book of Luke, chapter number 6, Luke chapter number 6, in verse number 22, blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. The next verse says, rejoice ye in that day and leap for joy. For behold, your reward is great in heaven, for in like manner did their fathers unto the prophets. Rejoice. And I guess the reason that I thought about when I read that thing about Charlie Brown and Lucy, because I thought about how many times we, Lucy, well, they said, you know, I thought things were going to be better this year, and it ain't no better this year than it was last year. How in the world can you be so happy? You don't even know what tomorrow holds. We don't. But amen, well, here's why we rejoice, because we know who holds tomorrow. Amen. Amen. Because we know salvation is real. Because we know, amen, that God, amen, is still going to be God no matter what happens tomorrow. Amen. We know that salvation that has come, and amen, it's still coming. Amen. That the best, amen, as the song, one songwriter put it, the best is yet to come. Rejoice. God help us to rejoice. We don't always feel like rejoicing, but amen. But we've always, if you're a child of God, we've always got something to rejoice about.
Amen.
This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Sister Brittany, you come on and sing this morning.
A loved one knew he'd reached the end of life's journey. But he'd been holding to God's hand a long, long time. And as I knelt beside his bed, my heart was thrilled at what he said. If I go or if I stay, the victory's mine. Now I'm a winner either way, if I go or if I stay. For I still have my Jesus each passing day. I'll have my healing here below, or life forever if I go. Oh, praise the Lord, now I'm a winner either way. None of us really knows about tomorrow. We must prepare to go to heaven any day. But while we're here, let's trust the Lord. He'll lead us safe to our reward. And by His grace, we'll be a winner. Either way, now I'm a winner either way, if I go or if I stay, for I still have my Jesus each passing day. I'll have my healing here below, or life forever if I go. Praise the Lord, now I'm a winner either way. Now I'm a winner either way, if I go or if I stay, for I still have my Jesus each passing day. I'll have my healing here below, or life forever if I go. Oh, praise the Lord, now I'm a winner either way. Oh, praise the Lord, now I'm a winner either way, either way.
Yet He loved me.
I was on his mind. Yet when he was on the cross, I was on his mind.
Is this Sylvia?
Now this song may not speak to anyone, but it does to me. I know that I'm not worthy to call upon your name. All my life I've been a sinner, and for that I am ashamed. But I heard that you would listen, so I'm giving you my plea. I'm too unworthy, Lord, to come to you. Would you please come down to me? I know that there are others who can offer more than I promise you I'll understand if for me you had no time. I think I'll show you bottom.
Sister Debbie said that she couldn't sing it like it sounded in her head. Can I tell y'all, if I could sing it like it sounded in my head, I'd be singing myself. Now listen, I'm going to tell y'all what. Now, y'all might not think this, but when I get driving around in my truck sometimes, I can sing pretty good. I mean, I can open up and let it fly. And it sounds like I might need to get a bus and hit the road. But most folks just want me to hit the road. But amen. But I'm thankful this morning that we can sing, that we can rejoice. Amen. Before Pam comes, is anybody else, amen, that's got a song on their heart? Amen. I asked Sister Carolyn, and she said she just didn't have one this morning.
And sure she does.
She said if she did, you'd have to help her.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let Pam come.
Broken from the journey, beaten from the struggle, straining to see His hand at work in me. In the middle of confusion, my doubts and delusion, I wonder if God is even listening.
Band tells you what to sing.
No,
Every time I look at this song, I think of Sister Frances. She would say, "Will you sing that violin song?"
Like an old violin with a bow badly bent, I lay silently gathering dust. All the front and the back, the finish was cracked. My strings dulled and tarnished with rust. Then the master musician, with a hand of precision, though he should have just thrown me away, he picked up the bow. From my heart there flowed a symphony of praise.
And that was a good song to end on there, considering we talked about Psalm chapter 118, verse 24, that this is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen.
If you can remember what it was like when, as he talked about in Sunday school, when we were the prodigal, when we were outside of the grace of God. But amen, but God found us. And amen. And we were like that old violin that done been cast out, thrown away. Would have never been good for anything. Amen, except by God's grace. Amen. He picked us up. Now look who the master does play. Amen. God bless you today. Remember, next Sunday is Easter Sunday. And I pray God just be with us as we go through the week. Remember Wednesday evening prayer meeting at 6 o'clock. Invite somebody to come and be with us in church and in Sunday school. And amen. Is there any other word or anything before we dismiss this morning?